Welcome to the Brazilian Grand Prix. We are very excited to do a recap for this race since we only have a handful of races left this season, which is just crazy to think. And then after we do this quick little preview, stay tuned for our interview with the incredible Shane Woods, the executive director of Girl Start, the Austin-based nonprofit that provides young girls exposure and opportunities in STEM. We did some stuff with them last weekend in Austin. If you saw our content, there was a day with all of the girls in McLaren, and Lando was racing robots with the girls. So it was just really cool to talk to Shane after that whole experience while we were still in Austin about what this really means for the girls and the organization as a whole. So definitely stick around. Shane is a force to be reckoned with. She's amazing. So with that, I'm Chessa.
I'm Tiggy.
And I'm Sarah. We are so excited for Brazil. Similar to Mexico City, people really love this race. Lewis loves this race. The fans are just electric. Some describe it as a carnival atmosphere. So rain or shine, expect people to be having the time of their lives. Brazil has some amazing F1 history, just really runs deep in the country. They have a long string of successful and championship-winning drivers, including Senna, Piquet, Felipe Massa, Rubens Barrichello, but just a lot of big victories and racing moments here. For the track, it's the Autódromo José Carlos Pace, better known as Interlagos, 71 laps, like Mexico, 4.3 kilometers, two DRS zones. Bottas still holds a lap record from 2018.
Let's go.
Love that.
Fun fact about the track. So the track is called Interlagos because it is in the Interlagos neighborhood, which is in a region that sits between two artificial big lakes. And they were built in the early 20th century to supply water and electricity for the city. The race has been around since the 90s. It's been a big mainstay, a fan driver favorite. It's also going to be a sprint weekend this year. But we have to talk about last year's race. It was literal F1 perfection. Probably one of our favorite, if not the favorite race of last season.
It definitely was the favorite.
Yeah.
I remember watching it with you guys in my apartment.
George had his maiden win here, which was incredible. Hamilton also had an incredible fight back to P2 after some wheel-to-wheel contact with Max. It also just had the best wheel-to-wheel racing up and down the grid. Just a real testament to how much racing has improved with the new cars. And sprinkle in lots of drama on all of this. We can't forget K-Mag's pole, which was incredible during the sprint. But on the race side, so between the Aston Martins and the Alpines during the sprint, then during the race, Ocon was yelling at his team when they said he couldn't fight Alonso. Charles asking his team to let him pass Carlos. And then, of course, the biggest teammate drama of the weekend, dun-dun-dun, Red Bull. Which was when Max went against team orders, did not let Checo through. Definitely stirred up drama from the previous Monaco race when Checo allegedly crashed out on purpose to impede Max. So I just remember this last year being like, oh my gosh, stuff is going down in Red Bull right now. It's so funny.
And the race before last was also just insane at this track. It was one of Lewis's best drives ever. It just, his comeback through the field was insane in both the sprint and the race. So just this track really delivers.
So for Red Bull, I think Max will just continue to be Max, do what he does. But I think Checo really just needs a excellent result after this really sad retiring on his home race. But I think, again, like I said in our recap of the Mexico race, I think it's going to be lighting a new fire under him, and he will be doing some really strong racing this weekend.
For Ferrari, they seemed as shocked as everybody else with their front row lockout in Mexico, but there's definitely a lot of pace in that car, a lot of potential. It did not end in Mexico how they had hoped, but they do look good heading into Brazil and end of season. Again, the only team to have won a race so far. So let us see what they can do.
For Mercedes, as we have talked about, Lewis is only 20 points behind Checo, very close. Lewis is also amazing at this circuit, and he's an honorary citizen of Brazil. He just loves the country. So I think the stars are aligning for him. George also won here last year, so feels like it could be a big Mercedes weekend.
Dare we say, good vibes. Don't want to jinx it, but
knock on wood.
It's your time to shine, baby. I want a Mercedes front row lockout and a win.
Well, we had Ferrari from Mexico. I know. So why not? for Alpine, they had a good, strong double points finish in Mexico. They've been looking stronger throughout the end of the season. So hopefully Ocon and Gasly can pull something together in Brazil. And then I think what I'm most excited for, again, is just to continue to see the pace that McLaren is bringing weekend after weekend. It's definitely next level. Lando definitely showed us what the car and he are made of in Mexico. And so I want to see something happen. But do you guys realistically, like, let's get realistic. Do you think that McLaren can get a win before the end of the season? And if yes, do we think it's going to be Lando or Piastri first?
Like a real F1 win, not a sprint, because they already got that. But I think it's tough. I think we really have to see a mistake from Max or the Red Bull car just like not working at a track, which is just difficult to imagine. But if that happens, I can definitely see McLaren being a contender for that win. Probably them, Mercedes or Ferrari are really the only ones. And I would probably put my money on Lando, although Piastri definitely has given Lando a run for his money on the pace front. But I would put my money on Lando for a win.
I like that. It's so funny. I was sitting with someone at the watch party for the Mexico race and they turned to me and I guess it was someone who hadn't really been watching F1 that long. And they turned to me and they're like, wait, so I'm confused. Like, is there any hope of anyone ever winning anything unless this guy Max makes a mistake? And I was like, spot on, my friend.
Welcome.
Literally no.
To the sport.
It's an interesting question. I think I would say definitely, I think there's positioning for someone to get a win in. But again, yeah, McLaren would have to fight off both Ferrari and Mercedes. And I think Lewis's performance in Mexico is so strong that I think if the Mercedes car, since it's so temperamental and hard to predict, but if it's showing up at these other tracks, I think, but who knows, Lando versus Lewis for a win would be crazy.
All right, for some other teams, for Alfa Romeo, they really need to turn around here to finish the season on a semi-high note and to not come last in constructors. For AlphaTauri, I think the biggest thing we're going to be looking for here is if Danny can keep this performance up, / if Yuki can just look up to Danny and learn from him and pull together a clean race.
To round out the team, so for Haas, the upgrades they brought in Austin have not had their full chance to shine. So let us see if this weekend's sprint setup works in their favor. Aston Martin really has to just only be up from Mexico. So hoping that they have a good race and can kind of find their form again after such a strong start to the season. I think that team needs some good vibes with Stroll and everything that's been happening there, and obviously Alonso. For Williams, Sargeant, he has his F1 point, but still needs a big moment to shine more. So hoping for a good race from him. And they've been looking so fast in practice, so really hope that that can translate more into quali and race pace. We've seen it a little bit through Albon, but just hoping for more because it really seems like the potential is there. For hot takes and predictions, I am going to go bold and say Lewis passes Checo in the Drivers' Championship, just given the sprint weekend. I think there are a lot of points at play. I think it's going to happen. 20 points. It's only really one good race away for Lewis and a bad race away for Checo. And I think we'll have a maiden podium, which is really hot. But
I'm here for it. For me, I'm going to see Piastri on podium because why not? Let's just end of the season. We're getting there. Let's just round it out with some spicy takes.
Love that. Also, spicy, I'm on the Danny train. I want Danny top 5 finish, not just quali.
Wow. All right, let's head on over to our interview with Shane Woods, Executive Director of Girl Start, for an incredible, incredible conversation. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, friends, it's festival and concert season, and you know it's all about the boots this year. That's why you need to make Tecovas your number one place for festival style this spring. And don't forget to shop their seasonal and limited edition offerings, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. We love Tecovas. They have a first wear comfort, which basically means there's no break-in period. It's the best thing ever. So stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personal. personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's really no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, though, just visit tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
We all need a little extra health boost sometimes, and Fleur Marché makes it easy for us to supercharge our wellness. Their botanical wellness patches have been such a fun addition to our routine. We just stick them on wherever we want. They have them for sleep, relaxation, focus, and other things. And the patch delivers ingredients to your body in a subtle but effective way, and the results last up to 12 hours. Fleur Marché also has botanical gummies and their new organic nutritional powder Green Machine. They only use the best ingredients and are tested for potency, contaminants, and heavy metals before and after production.
And one of our favorite things, we also love that the company is founded and inspired by women with the mission of helping us feel 100% every single day so that we can have full energy and crush it every day. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get a special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with promo code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. Orders over $50 also get free shipping. Go to Fleur Marché, FLEURMARCHE.com. Use code FORTHEGIRLS for 20% off your first order. All right. Welcome to For the Girls. We are here with Shane Woods, who is the executive director of Girl Start. You're also a former science teacher, former K-12 science director for an entire district, most recently a senior director for the Girl Scouts. So you have just done it all, which is incredible. So Girl Start, you help young women get into STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, something very near and dear to our hearts. Founded in 1997, which is incredible, and you serve thousands of young girls every single year. So we just cannot wait to chat. And this weekend, your logo is on the front wing of a McLaren. Can you believe that?
Still living the dream.
Yes.
And so the way that was possible was Smartsheet, a preeminent technology company, has a special program called Sponsor X. We're at several races a year, they partner with a nonprofit and put their logo on the front wing of the car. And on top of that, Girl Start is here today at the United States Grand Prix with Lando, with the team in hospitality, got to build little robots with Lando, have a garage tour with Lando, just incredible.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about Girl Start. Tiggy and I were STEM majors. We work in technology. This stuff is just so exciting to all of us. So what is your mission like to empower female girls from a very young age? Like, what are you guys up to? How do you do it?
We realized that it was important to start early with elementary girls. Having been a 7th and 8th grade middle school science teacher, I unfortunately saw girls who had already started self-selecting out of math and science. Either because of the need to be perfectionist, if you will, like I have to have this kind of GPA. If I'm not doing well, then maybe I need to go ahead and start changing my track. So we realized that it's something about elementary girls. They still think they can be anything. If you ask them, it's usually three careers that pop out. It's
all
like, I want to be an astronaut, a paleontologist, and maybe a ballerina.
The unbridled confidence.
Exactly.
Of a young woman.
They have, yes. And it's, they're willing to take that risk. So what we want to do with Girl Start is really bottle up that amazing anything is possibleness, if you will, and then teach them to harness that and carry it through middle, high school, hopefully into college or a certificate. So that way when they become professionals in STEM and traditional or non-traditional roles, that they hopefully had an experience with Girl Start that got them there. So our mission is to increase girls' interest in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, through hands-on experiences year-round. Because that's another thing that we want to make sure it's multiple touches. So that way it's not just, it can be just one thing. Of course, something like today at F1 may be the spark for the next generation of female mechanics and engineers and designers.
And drivers.
And drivers. Of course, with McLaren already doing that and hiring their first one. It's one of those things of, our girls really do think anything's possible. And so we want to make sure that our experiences allow them to see women that are already doing that. So we are very keen on having guest speakers, really one-of-a-kind experiences. So we have an opportunity to do after-school club for our 4th and 5th grade girls. We do in-depth one-week experiences in the summer, and then throughout the year, we get a chance to have different type of community events that allow the entire family to come and rally around that girl, which we all know is very important. But the number one thing is that this is at no cost to the girl and her caregiver. So it's one of those things that to be able to remove barriers and just allow girls to find community, to know that they belong here, it's what we do and why we do it with Girl Start.
That's so amazing. And we were talking earlier how one moment really can just change the trajectory of a life for a young girl, and you just need that spark. So you talked a little bit about the programs that you do. We've heard a little bit about the summer camps, which is so fun, and Keeping Austin Weird. We'd love to hear a little bit more about those kinds of things. Any real highlights in programming for you would be amazing to hear about.
Yes. So when it comes to how we do summer camp, it really is trying to dive into the girls putting on, if you will, different coats of what it feels like to be an adult. We want to remove the idea that STEM is technical and boring and remind them that it really is about making a difference in the world using the technology and the engineering solutions. And so, for instance, this past summer, some girls got a chance to be pet vet, do sutures.
Yes,
all kind of things. So that way,
well,
y'all can come anytime. Guest speakers are allowed. But it really is about getting them immersed in the experience and having a guest speaker come in. Our STEM crew are also typically high school and college stage students who are also trying to pursue either teaching or STEM, so that near peer, and they also get exposure, if you will, to those women coming in. And so we try and find things that are coming up, talking to corporations that sponsor us and work with us to say, what do you need the workforce to do? So if it's engineering and environmental sustainability, the girls created a robot that then picked up trash from the ocean. Those that are trying to figure out, is being a veterinarian STEM? Yes, this is what it looks like. And then, of course, we have to do some robots. We have to do coding. We have to do the standard. But it really is something that we want to make sure that it's not school 2.0. Yeah. It's really about an immersive experience that they get to hear each other fail forward. The famous, it's try again. And you will hear them say things to one another that hopefully they're internalizing of, just try it again. We got you. Come look at how we did it. We also make sure that it's not competitive. It is not a competitive atmosphere. They have enough competition out there that when they're with Girl Start, we do not want it to be something that they're having to figure out who's first and who's second.
Definitely. Tell us about this weekend with Smartsheet and McLaren. What have you all been up to? How has it been for you? How has it been for the girls? We got to see a bit outside of Lando working with the girls. Their little robots had pit stops. Fast.
The whole thing.
It was just incredible.
When it comes to Smartsheet putting Girl Start on the front wing of a car, that is, it's one of a kind experience, honestly. It's one of those things that allows us, and I told my dad, I was like, I feel like we've been put on the top of a hill that we are not hidden anymore. Everyone sees Girl Start. They will see us cross that finish line that no one else that is showing up as a woman
hopefully
has
first.
Crossed.
So in a
hopefully,
very fast car in a, yeah.
And I would love for it to be 1-2.
Yeah.
So that way they see Girl Start twice. But it's one of those things of no one, I couldn't have dreamed this. So, you know, getting the call, them doing the reveal of what we want to do as Smartsheet is put you at the forefront, and literally I'm at the front of a car with all these amazing sponsors behind it on that same car, rallying behind girls, rallying behind the future, rallying behind the possibility of what does it mean to shore up that equity gap and have the 50% of the women that are in the workforce have 50% of the, you know, the STEM jobs, and also to show them that there's different types. So it's been a whole bunch of aha and squeals and happiness.
We saw lots of squeals.
Yeah. Was it all me or was it the girl?
I think it was me.
It was all of us. I just want them to make memories and to also feel confident to say, I know about F1. This is what they do and they believe in us. And I got a chance to do that because of Girl Start. So for Smartsheet to find us, and to care about us, for McLaren to wrap us on their car, it means the world to us because as we all know, it's hard being a woman, it's hard being a girl. So when we have big names like that saying, go ahead and do it, we believe in you, it's immeasurable.
And what does this mean for the girls? What were their reactions when you told them they were coming to an F1 race?
So many of them have had a chance to share with other families in Austin. F1 is big here, and so their families knew what that meant. And when they were able to say, I get to do this all the way to the track, I get to see the behind the scenes, I get to meet a driver, it kind of helped them understand how important this moment is. And they really cherished it. Like, they were like, thank you, Ms. Shane. Thank you to everybody that they could say it to. I'm proudly wearing everything McLaren that they can. I'm sure,
it's so cute.
I'm sure they will wear it for the next 2 weeks. Hopefully somebody washes it. But it is those moments of being able to say that I did something that even boys haven't done yet.
Yes.
That's how we feel sometimes. We're like, yes.
Yeah, so they get to show up, their brothers, their cousins, their uncles, and say, I know that. I was with the world's fastest team. I was, I had a chance to sit with McLaren, who has chosen to take on a female F1 Academy driver. So they get a chance to say that they are a part of someone who believes in being the first.
Yeah, that's so incredible. And we were talking to the girls, and they were just having the best time. Even just the smallest moments mean so much. What do you hope the girls take away from today, whether that's just a small moment, more confidence?
That's a great question. So loaded. The biggest thing that I hope is that they know that anything is possible. As dreamy dream as that sounds, I really do want them to know that other than seeing it and being it, which we're all told about, these girls are going to go into a future that there's jobs we don't even have any clue about. So it's one of those things that if they just know, I could work here, that's an aha moment that many of them may not have ever had. Several of them yesterday on the bus were like, I think I'm gonna be this thing called an aerodynamicist that helps the car go fast. You know, so the fact that they're using big words that they might not even be able to spell means that they heard something and it attached to them, and hopefully it's sticking to them.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Shane, thank you so much for joining us. It has been incredible getting to see your organization, working with Smartsheet, just changing these girls' lives, and we can't even imagine what they're going to walk away from thinking about. And everyone at McLaren and Smartsheet is so grateful for everything you do. So we are telling you, you are doing a hot lap on track today.
You know, I'm not crying anymore.
Are you ready?
I am so ready. No one knows how ready I am but me.